Hello, how you guys doing tonight? Awesome. My name is Brady. I'm one of the teaching pastors here. It's really great to be here. We're going to do things a little bit differently tonight because I'm sure we're all tired more than me of me just monologuing up here for 35 to 45 minutes. You never know. We're going to talk about the idea of community. It's an interesting idea because it sounds really good, and it sounds really nice. When we look at Acts, early Acts, so often, I guess, in the church, we want to go back to the community of early Acts. I hear that said a lot because it seems so wonderful where they are all loving each other, all of one heart and one soul, and it just sounded just great, and they're all generous, and they're all loving, and they're all kind, and they're all bold, and just everything that you could think of that was positive, they were that, and it's like, yeah, let's have that. So you start to do that, and sometimes it just doesn't turn out that way for a number of different reasons. But taking the first step into community can really be a scary thing, to jump into a new group of people. That can be a really, really scary thing. And then to move on from there has its own obstacles. And so what I wanted to do tonight is I wanted to get a number of people up here tonight. I'm just going to call you guys out at random. No, I'm not going to do that. They were prepared beforehand. I just picked out a number of people that I wanted you guys to hear from, people that have found community here in Mosaic, and I wanted them to come and share their story. So, Holly, where are you? Would you come first? Would you mind? Here, will you sit in this awesome chair right here? We've got this great mic for you right here.
Thanks.
I'm 90% positive I turned that thing on.
Hello.
Guys, this is Holly. Say hi to Holly. And it feels like this is like a talk show, so just like pretend I'm Ellen or something. Pretend like I'm as funny as Jennifer, and then I can dance better, and then we'll have that. Well, Holly, would you mind sharing with us kind of your story of getting involved in a community here in Mosaic?
Sure. Almost 2 years ago, I moved here to Orlando without knowing anybody at all. I moved here to work at Disney, and that was pretty scary for me because I'm kind of an introvert by nature, and it's hard for me to let my guard down and make friends and really let people into my life and know who I am. So for the first couple months I was here, I was kind of church hopping, didn't really have like a home yet, and all I was doing really in life was going to work and coming home and going to work and coming home. And so my life was kind of revolving around work. So I kind of just didn't really feel like I belonged here, like I wanted to be here, until I found a friend at work who introduced me to Mosaic. And so I started going to Mosaic, and I really liked it. So I started going regularly, and I got plugged into the worship team. And started feeling more like my life didn't revolve around work anymore, so I had something more to live for, and it was really cool to really have something like outside of work to just pour myself into. However, even though I was kind of getting involved, I still was really guarded, and that's just kind of how I naturally am. It's hard for me to let people know who I am and into my life, and so I kind of would go to church and maybe sometimes go to life group or other things outside of church and would enjoy it and like it, but after about a year, I realized I just was building a lot of surface-level relationships and surface-level friendships and decided that I really wanted to invest more and get more involved. So to do that, I decided I'm going to start going to more events. I'm going to go to the game nights and the pizza nights and the discipleship and not just go to them and go home, but go and really put myself out there and try to really get to know people and learn about people's stories and even let myself be known to these people too. And it just kind of opened my eyes. Like, God has so much more in store for us than just going to events and going home. Like, there's a community is like a life thing. It's like your whole life, not just going to an event, but letting your whole life be involved. And that's what the beauty of community is that I found at Mosaic, is that these people are here for you, and they want to know you, and they want to invest in your life, and they want to help you when you need help, and they need help from you sometimes, and everybody has something to invest. And so that's something that I learned. It took me a long time to get there, but I'm so thankful for it.
What were some of your hesitations to either jump into community or jump into deeper community? What were some of your fears?
Again, it's hard for me to let myself be known to people. I'm just kind of scared and guarded that way. It's hard for me to trust people. And also just coming into a group of people who are already friends, it's hard too, because like the enemy would just feed me lies like, you know, they're already friends, they don't need you, like you don't really have a place in the community, like, you know, they wouldn't care if you were there or not. But those were lies, because as I decided to really get involved and let people know me, I realized like I have things I can offer the community as well. And it's really cool because everyone kind of does that. I just realized so much, like every single person has their thing that they can share with the community and help out. So that helped a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, I imagine there are probably a few people in here tonight that can relate to you, can relate to your story. What would your advice be to them?
My advice would be, I know it's really scary, and I know it's hard to go to some place when you don't really know people and to let them know who you are, but it's completely worth it, because now I don't just live to work, and I don't just go to events and go home and you know, that's not it for me. It's like, it's a whole lifestyle, like it's a whole community, and I know I always have people there for me, and I feel worthy because I have something I can offer the group too. And so I would just say, even if you're nervous about it, like still go and just try to get involved, because we really are kind of friendly and welcoming. And, you know, people in the blue shirts, that's what they're here for, to be your buddy and kind of go along with you with those things. And even if you're not wearing a blue shirt, we're still friendly too. But anyway, I just want to say it's worth it. Like, just go, and even if you're scared, just go to it and get plugged in and be intentional. I think that's another big thing, is like you have to be intentional about it, intentional about getting to know people, and it'll be worth it in the end. You have a family.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Holly. I appreciate it. Guys, give her a big hand. That was really great. Thanks. Oh. Saul, are you here? Is Saul back from being awesome and helpful?
He's in the parking lot.
He's still being helpful. Okay, so how about we do this? Brandon and Katie, would you guys mind coming up?
Yeah!
You better give her the good chair.
You get that one.
I mean, everyone is watching. We're gonna do a little premarital counseling right now, guys. This is Brandon. This is Katie. They are engaged to one another, conveniently so. Yeah. They have a lot of great qualities, and hands down, the best quality that they have is they went to Baylor University.
Yeah.
So I'm just kidding. They have lots of great qualities. But they are actually engaged. They got engaged, and then they moved here together kind of as an adventure, and it has been quite an adventure. Would you guys just mind sharing with us your adventure about coming here and jumping into community?
Sure. She leaned over to me and said, you talk first. You're the man. So, all right. Here we go. So, we graduated from Baylor we got engaged in April, graduated in May, and moved down here in June. So a lot of changes, but with those comes a lot of opportunity, and we were excited about the opportunity of moving here. We moved here for the opportunity for me to work at Disney. So we came down here, and actually the day after we moved in, we were at dinner at Brady's house. We got connected here through Kay Smitty. He went to Baylor too. We're taking over. And we got connected to Brady, and so then we just came, and yeah, it's just been a roller coaster since, really. Yeah. I think that was a wrap up of how we got connected.
That was phenomenal. I like that. Now, you guys obviously got here via car, and then you got connected to me, and you got connected to Kevin, but there was probably something that happened between then and you sitting up here in front of everyone, right?
Yes.
What can you kind of describe that process?
Yeah, it was. Everybody's laughing. Apparently, we're only a joke. Okay, here. Okay. No. Okay. So yeah, it was a really, really cool experience in how God was faithful through getting us connected. Our prayer was one that we really, I think, didn't even know how to pray on our way out here. We thought we were going to be at ESPN in Connecticut up until the month before we moved. So as we were through that process and then through the process of moving here, our prayer was just basically we prayed for a lot of things, but majority of it was to pray for community and friends. And it's really important to both me and Katie, because if we're around each other for too long, we get crazy. So we need friends. No, that's not true at all. And it can get weird. So we wanted to plug into, to other friends that we could just like allow them to love us, and we can pour into them. And so our prayer was just kind of that. We thought, we weren't praying for specific numbers, but we thought, oh, if we could just have a friend or two here in the next couple months to help us get through the transition period of moving. And then, like I said, the day after, we hadn't even unpacked our stuff, and there were like 15 people or 10 or 15 people over at Brady and Jen's house, and we were having dinner, and they were loving on us. We were there till like 1 a.m., and it was just nuts. I don't think then we stopped hanging out since then. We were Jen and Brady's like 75% of the time. So that was it was a way that God provided in abundance, in a way that we didn't really know was even possible. We didn't know the prayer to pray, and he still answered it anyway, so that was really cool. What was your point of view on the experience?
Was that an interview question?
I don't know. Go ahead.
I guess coming out here, I think my main concern was finding friends, because we had a cool community at Baylor, and it was hard to leave that, but it was really cool to see how God provided not just one, not just two, not just 10, but dozens of friends within the first few weeks of being here. And I think over and over again, God throughout our lives has shown us that his character is revealed through people, through his word and through community. And that's how I've gotten to know him best, is through this community. I've seen how loving he is, how caring he is. I've learned more about his character from the people in this room and living life with them. And so I would say if you want to know God more, get to know his people, because this is how we get to know him. It's through his word and through people like this.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, you guys, you got to jump into community really quickly. I mean, it seemed like almost immediately you guys were totally involved. You were being a part of everything. Everyone loved you. Like, how did you do that? How did that happen so quickly? And that seems pretty rare.
I think Holly touched on it, but intentionality. We knew this is what we wanted. We knew that immediately we wanted to get as involved as we could. And one thing that Mosaic provided was it was kind of you get out of it as much as you put in. So if you want to hang out with us every night of the week, we have something every night of the week. And we're still trying to balance that because I'm tired. There's always opportunity. In every area. I remember talking to Mac, I think, about getting plugged into the music ministry. One of the first couple weeks was like, hey, I play guitar and would love to. And the next week he was like, hey, let's go to Bojangles and talk about how you can get involved in music ministry. And it all just happened really quick. So I think it was great, all the avenues that was provided to us, because we wanted to get involved, and they allowed that. You run into so many roadblocks, especially in the politics and the red tape of ministry so much in churches. I wanted to get involved a lot at Baylor in several different ways, especially in music, and there were a lot of roadblocks, so it was cool for people just to, it's kind of a come one, come all. I remember the first time we had known them for about a week, and we had been having a great time, and we were going to the first service on Sunday, and we're just holding hands on the way in, and I said, all right, no, I'm still not convinced they're not a cult, because they are so nice. And I'm not convinced they're just trying to suck us in, so let's just go try this out, and we'll see. And it's for real. It really is for real. These people are genuine. I can't believe that they're as nice as they seem to be from the beginning. So it's been very welcoming. And if you are intentional, you have the opportunity to be as plugged in as you want to be.
And I would say for me, the biggest roadblock was probably, I don't know if anyone can relate to this, but insecurity. It was just, we often, I don't know, listen to the things that the enemy is telling us and not what God is telling us, because if we get involved with a bunch of people who look and act like Jesus, we get to look and act like Jesus too, and he doesn't want that. And so I think that what God kept telling me again and again was to let go of what I've had my identity wrapped up in. Because, I've struggled a lot with this since I got here, was letting go of the identity that I had wrapped up. I'm a Baylor student. I'm a Truist student. I'm a runner. I do this. I do that. And then I pick up and I move here, and I had to kind of surrender those things, the things that I had thought were my identity. And then I'm asked to come and hang out with a bunch of people whenever I feel like I've just been, like, what is there to me? Like, I thought that I had lost my identity in a way, and I was really insecure about it, and I didn't want to go hang out with people. I didn't want to be around them. And that is exactly where the enemy wanted me, is he wanted me to say, you're not good enough. They're not going to accept you. They're being fake nice to you. They're all princesses. They don't want to be your friend. that's what the enemy wants you to hear. And I just want to encourage you, if you're hearing that, if you're hearing the enemy say, they're all princesses, or they're
friends with,
yes. Oh my gosh. I didn't go through your thing. Not a cast member. if they're friends with princesses, you can be friends with them too.
But in a different way, right?
In a different way. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, is there any advice that you guys would give to people that may be in your shoes?
I would say, I guess, again, touch on the intentionality portion, I think a little bit like Holly did, but just reach out. I think you can, I guess you touched on it too, she's always bringing a good word, but you just reach out and don't be afraid to, for whatever reason, insecurity or whatever reason it would be that would keep you from trying to get plugged in. There's someone in this community, it may not be everybody, but there's someone in this community that can relate to you very directly. We're all in pretty similar walks of life. Kind of asking the same questions most of the time, so don't think that your struggle or your walk in that particular time is so unique that no one can walk with you through it, because I've met several people that I am saying, well, this is my situation, I don't know if you can, and they're like, oh, my bro, I went through that last year, because I brought it up, and maybe it would have never been touched on otherwise. So don't be afraid to be vulnerable, because these people, at least the ones I've met, have been very genuinely caring about my stuff, and they want to walk with me in it. So it's been really cool. So don't be afraid to be vulnerable. And as far as my experience goes, though, most of us will be vulnerable right back. We want to get involved and plug into you too.
Yeah. And I guess I would just say that you have something to offer this community. It's not like this community has something that it's going to pour into you and you're going to be a changed person and then you can be used in the kingdom. It's you can be used in this community and it needs you. And there's not one person in here who can't have an impact on someone else's life, because we each have the Holy Spirit within us. And you need to be a part of this community, because this community needs you. So,
yeah. Wow. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Give them a hand. Huli, would you like to come up? Everyone, this is Huli. You're welcome. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Estoy bien.
That means good. Well, since you busted out with the Spanish, where are you from originally?
I know you guys can't tell, but I'm from a different country.
¿De dónde eres tú?
Soy de Colombia. Good job, Brady. I'm from Colombia, guys. So I moved here when I was 12, yeah. And I just moved to Orlando like a year ago. And I've been at Mosaic for 6 months, 7 months already.
So how did you get involved in the Mosaic community?
I heard about Mosaic at work. I got home, told my roommate about it, and she had heard about it too. So we decided to come check it out. Because we had actually been like somewhere else, and just wasn't very welcoming. So we decided to, it were just kind of like Holly to just church hopping and, you know, seeing different places and stuff. And when we got here, we met Carrie Waters. I don't know if Carrie Waters is here. But Carrie Waters is the friendliest person you will ever meet. She's wonderful. And she, right away, she just introduced us to like, oh, I was training for Fantasmic. I was doing overnights that night, actually. And she was like, oh, well, this is this, and she does this, and this is who. And like, and so she just introduced me to all these people that, you know, did the show too. And I was like, oh, man, cool. Like, I'm going to see these people at work too. And I just thought that was really cool. And you know, we started coming every Sunday, and then we decided to that we wanted to get involved more. So we, like Holly, we started going to game night. And by the way, first night of game night, we played Mafia. And I was hooked. I was Mafia. I got, they killed me. So it's okay, I've forgiven Joel. But, so, you know, we started coming pizza night, discipleship, and I mean, we have so many events, like going to the beach or Halloween or, you know, just like all these different things that we have. And it was just so helpful. Like Brandon was saying, we have something every night. And that's awesome because I really wanted to make friends here in Orlando and, you know, meet people. And then it was really cool because those people, I saw them at work and in different places, like whether it's like a PhotoPass photographer or another character performer or character attendance or, you know, like even just going to, like in merchandise or whatever, you see those people and you're like, hey, how are you? And it's just, it's so cool. I love it. And everyone is so nice. Like Brandon was saying, I was like, man, is this real? I'm not nice enough. I can't be part of this. But no, like I've learned so much from everybody and everyone is just so welcoming, so warm. I love it. Thanks, guys.
Now, what were some of the things that held you back from jumping into community? What were maybe some of your fears or worries?
Like I said earlier, I'm from a different culture. So for me, it's always a little bit scary because growing up, you know, at home I was raised in a Colombian culture, but outside of my home, it was an American culture. And so it was I'm kind of a mix of both. And if I go back to Colombia, I can't feel like, I don't feel like I quite fit in. But if I'm in a fully American culture, then again, it's like, you know, all these things that you just don't feel like, oh man, I'm never gonna fit in or be accepted completely. So for me, culturally is more like, oh, I have an accent. They're going to judge me for my accent. Or I don't understand that joke. Or I don't watch football. I still don't get football. They tried explaining it to me yesterday, and I just, you know, I'll stick to soccer.
or football.
Football, yes. Sí.
Bien.
So that was difficult, like not difficult, but just intimidating for me. But everyone is so accepting of, you know, just like, kind of like come as you are and they just accept you. And you know, I don't have to pretend to be something else. And I could just, you know, be real and be myself. And with all my dorkiness and stuff, like people just accepted me. And that was... So it was just a relief for me. And another obstacle may have been my schedule, just because we get crazy hours. But every time, I mean, I try to work around it and all that, but every time I would come home from work and there was like something going on, like Mosaic related, I was always just, oh, I'm so tired, I don't want to go. But my desire for community was... you know, I wanted to meet people and to get connected somewhere, so I was like, I'll go. And every time, there were so many excuses why not to go. And every time I went, I left that place, whether it was Brady's house or discipleship or Pizza Night or whatever it was, I was like, ah, oh, I'm so glad I went. Like, I'm so glad I didn't stay home. Because every time I learned something different or met someone else and or, you know, it was just every time I was like Brandon would say, it was so worth it. Or maybe use Holly. It was worth it. So I'm glad I didn't listen to the excuses that I had of being tired or I have to wake up tomorrow morning, like I have to be at Magic Kingdom at 6 a.m., which that was tough, but you know, you get used to it. Come on, guys, sleep later. Sleep when you're old.
Now, is there any bit of advice that you would give to someone who may be in similar shoes to you?
Just like I said, just show up and not listen to the excuses of why you don't want to go or, you know, just forget the excuses and just show up and be yourself, because everyone is really crazy. Like, there's so many different people and everyone has their own story and everyone's just crazy and funny or maybe a little bit more, I don't know, like on the introverted side or, you know, we just have all kinds of people and it's so cool because even though we're so different, we just all come together and love each other and, you know, we're a great community. So, and I'm so glad to be part of this community.
Well, thank you so much, Julie. I appreciate it. Everyone give her a big hand.
Muchas gracias.
Do we have a Saul in the house? Saul, come on up, Saul. Guys, Saul has been outside helping people park this whole time. That's awesome. Well, thank you very much for willing to be a part of this. Would you mind telling everyone your story and kind of how you got involved here in Mosaic?
Well, my story started late January. I came up for a professional internship, and I wasn't exactly looking for a church because, I mean, I was part of a church from back home that had a campus up here. It was in Lakeland, and it was a bit of a drive, but I still made it out, like, because I kind of knew people over there and whatever. But one day, I started seeing someone posting about a Bible study on our professional internship Facebook group, and that's where I met Michael Kuo. And from there, he invited me over to Mosaic, and I'm a kind of person that's more on the introverted side, and I don't really go out seeking things. Like, if it comes to me and I take the opportunity, I go with it, but I don't really look for paths to walk on. So my paths kind of just led me that this opportunity opened up with a church that was much closer by to go to and be a part of. And for, I guess, the first 4 months, like the day I came, it was on the 1 year anniversary. And like the impression I had from that night, I was like, these people really love to party. then like, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks later, we had some sort of like game show like set up at Mosaic. And it was just like all tables set up with a bunch of these little like party favors on the tables. And I'm like, really? Like, I thought we were past like the college life or whatever, but but yeah, like that was just like the impression I got. And then it kind of like took me like three or four months to like really get used to like the community and understand like how I kind of it just worked together. And like, I guess how Huli was saying that everybody was just very nice, and I didn't want to believe it. Because you don't, I mean, outside of Disney, you don't expect it. Like, because it's not your job to do it. But the more I received it, the more I embraced it. And that just kind of like opened me up a bit more and got me more comfortable to kind of start getting to talk to new people and just started getting involved in certain things. And like out of nowhere, I started getting invited to things that I didn't expect to get invited to, like that were just group hangouts and whatever, that weren't even Mosaic like official, like they were just big group hangouts. And that kind of pulled me in a bit more and allowed me to feel more accepted. And so that's kind of like how I ended up here. And like, it was, I guess, kind of going back to my past and understanding that back home I was kind of always feeling like an outcast and I didn't really fit in with my church or within my community, because I came, like, they always saw me as like the intellectual of the group, and for some reason, I don't know why, but apparently intellectuals can't fit with churches. But I was born and raised in the church, and like I accepted Christ really early on, and I knew like in my heart like what I was believing in. And so beside being like where I was coming from or like how smart I was, like I still wanted to be part of that community. And it just really felt weird because nobody really understood the way I spoke or the way I asked questions or the way I tried to understand God and Christ and my whole faith. And it was just like that barrier between the community and me. And so like I would take positions like with audio back home, like something that was like in the back in a little room. No one ever saw me. No one really got to know me. Like it was something that I knew how to do well, and no one really had to ask me questions, and it was just done. That's how I got involved on my own. But other than that, like I didn't really go out and try to do that. So here it was very different, and it was just much more open and embracing.
What would your advice be to someone who may have similar fears to jumping in as you?
Well, my personal advice is that if you need to take the time to be patient, be patient. And it always works out for the better, because if the door doesn't close, then don't walk out of the room. Like, stay in that room until you know that door is closed on you. And for a while, like, the door has been wide open for me in this community, and it has never, ever, since I've been here, even hinted at, like, squeaking closed. And so that would be my advice. Just, like, if you still see that shining light, like, still there, just stay there and wait. And then if anything, people will come and embrace you. And that's what I really got out of this community, that people still came and started embracing me and getting to know me.
Wow. Thanks, all. Very good. Well, there's a number of things that jump into my mind when I start thinking about community. And the first thing is, and we heard this a lot tonight, was that it's scary. It's scary to jump in. Everyone has fears. Everyone has worries. Everyone has insecurities. All of us. And we feel like the only one. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to feel like the only one who feels this way, the only one who thinks this way, the only one who acts this way or has these certain interests. He wants us to not jump into community because it's so important. We weren't created to be alone. When God created this beautiful world, he created this amazing world, and he said it was good, it was good, it was good, it was very good. And the first thing that we hear when he says it was not good is that it's not good for the man to be alone. He created Adam, and he said it wasn't good for him to be alone. And this was still in his good world, in his perfect world with no sin. He said it wasn't good to be alone. And the same thing holds true thousands of years later, is that it's not good to be alone. We were not created to be alone. And the first step is a very scary step, to jump into the community. But the second thing I think is equally as difficult is once you jump into the community, especially in this community, because of the way that God has made it, it's very friendly, it's very open, is it's easy to go to game nights and pizza nights and go to the fun things and still stay, you know, in your own little bubble where people can't get to you, to kind of stay surfacey, to not go deep, to not share yourself. And that can be really easy in this community because it's really fun and there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And you know, it's big enough so that you can kind of seep into the cracks and no one really knows. But you've got to jump into community. I mean, that's part of the way that God created it to be. We weren't created to live in the darkness. We were created to live in the light. We weren't created to live alone. We were created to live in community, and real community, deep community, where you're sharing your heart, where you're hearing other people's hearts, where you're sharing your struggles, where you're hearing other people's struggles. And that can be even more scary because then, like, judgment comes. It's like, if they know this about me, that they won't love me, they won't accept me. It can be really, really scary. And here's the thing. I brought scripture has, in the New Testament, there are a number of verses that have the word one another, like having a command that we're supposed to do with one another. And the reason it can be so scary to really jump into community, to really get in deep, is because we're a bunch of broken people and you're broken. And when a bunch of broken people get together, it can be messy. It can be scary. There will be hurt. In fact, game night, which we have on every Monday except for this, the first Monday of the month, my wife and I have had to send a number of texts after game night apologizing for the way that we've acted because we've been really competitive. I'm really competitive. It's rubbed off a little bit on my wife. But that's the thing. And here I'm just going to read a number of these verses, or at least what it tells us. And the first one is to be at peace with one another, which kind of assumes that we're not going to want to be at peace with one another. That's why we're commanded to be at peace with one another. Wash one another's feet. Be devoted to one another. Honor one another above yourselves. Oh, I don't like that one. Above yourselves. Wow, that's hard. Live in harmony with one another. Accept one another just as Christ accepted you. Have equal concern for one another. Serve one another. Don't envy one another. Carry one another's burdens. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive one another. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Submit to one another. Oh, that's so hard. Consider one another more important than yourselves. Don't lie to one another. Bear with one another. Teach one another. Admonish one another. Spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Don't slander one another. Don't grumble against one another. Confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another. Live in harmony with one another. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. Greet one another with a holy kiss. That is actually said four times in Scripture. I don't know what you want to do with that one. Encourage one another and love one another, which is said at least 15 times in the New Testament. Love one another. When you jump into community, it's going to get messy. When you really jump in, it's going to be scary because there's going to be people and it's going to seem like they're in a clique, that they don't want you. There's going to be stuff. People are going to talk bad about you. And that's going to happen. Now, hopefully, in our community, the way this works is when you're hurt by someone, you go to them and you say, hey, man, I don't know what your intention was when you said this or when you know you acted this way, but it hurt me. And I'd just love to talk to you about that. And hopefully what happens if as we follow these commands, because I do this all the time because I'm an idiot and I say stupid things all the time and I hurt people and they say, hey, you hurt me, and I'm like, yeah, I'm an idiot. I'm so sorry. Either that was intentional and I'm an idiot and I really need to apologize, or that was totally not my intention. But that's what happens when we're in community with one another. And here's the thing, here's the kicker, and I think everyone said it tonight, is it's scary, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it. Not just because that's what we need, not just because that's what we were created to need, but also because when things are going wrong, when things are difficult in life, community comes around you and helps walk you through things. My wife, Jennifer, and I have gone through a number of really difficult things. And I can tell you that when we didn't have community, it was so much more difficult. It was a much longer process. And it was just killer. But since we've been blessed with community, since we've been willing to jump into community, willing to share ourselves, willing to be open and honest with people, and willing to be with them in their stuff, man, it has been so much better because people have been there to walk us through when we felt like we couldn't go on anymore. People have been there to bless us financially when we didn't have the financial means to go on anymore. There have been so many different ways where God has brought in the community to help us, whether we're going through something difficult or we're going through something awesome. This is what community is about. We were all created to need community. It's scary to jump in. It's easy to jump in and just stay surface. It's messy when you really get deep. But it's so worth it. It's so worth it. I just want to encourage each and every one of you tonight I don't know what your fears are. I don't know what your reservations are. I don't know what your hesitations are. I don't know where you are on the journey. Maybe you haven't jumped in at all. Perhaps you're kind of sitting in the fun zone where everything is just fun and it's just cool. And you're not really sharing yourself. Perhaps you're into community, but you haven't jumped into like biblical stuff. You're not encouraging one another in Christ. You're not pointing each other towards Jesus. Or perhaps you don't have anyone in your life mentoring you, pouring into you. Wherever you are in the journey, whatever your fears are, whatever your hesitations are, I want to encourage you, take the next step. It's so worth it. It's so important. I cannot stress this enough. I've been there in no community, and I've been there in community, and it's so much better. Just like everyone said here tonight, jump in. It's so worth it. And I'm just amazed at the way that God has done it, that we are able, because God is awesome, to experience God through one another in biblical community. I love the way that he created it, that we need each other to get through this life. And here we have. If you want to jump in, if you want to get involved, you can. And it's going to get messy, but it's so worth it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for who you are, your great love, your great compassion. God, thank you so much thank you so much that you died for us. God, that you came to this earth, you paid the penalty for our sin. God, thank you so much. Lord, thank you so much that you've rigged it in such a way that we need community, that we cannot live without it. Thank you so much that we're able to experience you more deeply through community. Lord, I just pray for everyone that is here tonight, myself included, all of us. Lord, I pray that wherever we are, you would give us the strength, you'd give us the courage to take the next step. Lord, I pray that you would help us with our fears, help us with our worries, help us to let go of those things that keep us from jumping in. And I pray that you would give us the courage to take a step of faith into the community that you've placed us in. Lord, I just pray that we'd be very patient with one another, because we're all broken and we're going to say stupid stuff. We're going to be mean sometimes. And I just pray that we'd have a lot of grace for everyone around us, everyone in the community, because you had a lot of grace for us when you paid the penalty for our sin on the cross and invited us into your family. We need you so deeply, so desperately. It's in your Son's amazing name, Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen.